And welcome to another edition of the Odyssey Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Schultz. Every Thursday at 9 in the morning and 9 at night, we talk about metaphysical topics and ancient mysteries and unfiltered, non-corporate news of the day. Today, our topic is gemstones, and we have an expert on the line. Welcome to the Odyssey Show, Roberta Macrell.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for being with us.
Oh, very glad to be there. It's my pleasure.
I met you at a convention in Portland, the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, and they're a great way to meet all different types of people. And I know that you're very, very drawn to all different types of quartz and stones and crystals and gems and minerals. And why don't you tell us how you got involved in this whole world?
All right. Well, my basic background is plant spirit medicine. And it's been 35 years that I have been doing that. But at the time, the kind of change started at the Harmonic Convergence, which is in 87, I do believe.
87, right.
When the Earth really started to wake up and shift its pattern and kind of all of us started awakening with her. And at that time, the first stones started appearing that had not we had not seen on the planet before. And then not in those vibrations. And that's what really got me started in that. They first started in Peru. The first stone was in Peru, and it was an angelite. And they started off in a very soft direction. And each year, we have they've shown up in one to three, in a group of one to three, and have been come up as teachers to kind of help us move in this in the direction that we needed to. And that's really what the journey has been for me, is to get out of my way and kind of follow where they led to, where the miners, where they came from the miners, and bring them back for us.
I see. So that was, you know, about almost 20 years ago. So each year are new stones appearing?
Yes, they are. It started, there's been a bit of a shift in the last few years. 2 years ago, they stopped that pattern of one to three and started coming up in new formations and new vibrational energies of things that had been here all along but were of a totally different, higher vibration. And each year, I really think that I can't see anything more wonderful, that this is the most amazing that's ever shown up, and the next year just moves me to that space all over again.
That's amazing. Now, I understand you just went to Arizona, where there's lots of gemstones. Why don't you tell us about your trip and what you found there?
This has just been a staggering. I just drove in yesterday at 4 o'clock in the morning, got home, and I'm still kind of reeling with this. I have never seen well, it's you know, everything on the earth right now, plant and stone and all of us, everything is so connected in every single way, and it's moving us all together, everything that is happening to us. And right, these are laser quality, everything that has come together. In the past, I would see how things were, they would give us something that we were working on and then all these different ways to get there. And it sort of is the same, but it's absolutely laser this year, pointed to what we need to be doing. And that is bringing the shadow self to consciousness. On the trip down there, I've never been bombarded with owls so much. We had three or four each night and every morning crossing our paths and kind of bombarding the van as we were going down there. And that really is what we're all doing on the earth right now. We're being asked to bring that shadow self to consciousness, and therefore clearing blockages, releasing fear-based attachments, activating and balancing the brain chemistry. They're all of the stones have the exact same qualities, but in a little different vibration, every single stone.
I see. So what type of stone would a person use and work with to release the problems within their shadow self?
Boy, there's such a list of them, and there's so many, but I'm going to give you one here.
Okay.
And this is one that I had never dealt with before until now, And it was the first stone. When I go to do this, I go in a place of prayer to just stay out of my own way, you know.
Right.
And to be led where I need to go. And the first stone that came up was the cassiterite.
Okay.
And I was just sucked into where they were. And it really is about being aware, and it's being able to stand in a place of clarity, all of these stones are, to where we can kind of step back in a meditative state and take a look at ourselves and help bring that up. What I'm thinking, cassiterite works
like a quartz crystal, or
it is a quartz crystal, and it really helps you have that space of centeredness in meditation, to where you or lucid dreaming, maybe.
Sure.
Where you stand back and see all those places, and you can clearly see the attachments to old fear-based things in your life, and how you can take a look at, without being emotionally involved in it, what is not working for you any longer and what you need to release. And they're all really dealing with, boy, I've come to a place in the last year of such deep understanding of so much of our lives are ancestral. So many of the things that we think of as being ourselves and our own fear-based things that have happened to us, and we kind of attach to that is mine, and they're not ours. They're seeds that we carry through whole families and that we've agreed to come in and work on. And this really helps you stand back and see where all those things are, so you can make the conscious choice to let go of it.
I see. So cassiterite is a good one to meditate with and keep by your bedside as you go to sleep then.
Yes.
Okay, what other stones did you bring back with you?
What I'm seeing this year are two groupings from all over the world in very important places where the stones themselves, where they come from is as important as who they are, because that is who they are. They carry the energy of the earth in that space and the vibration of that earth and all of the karma that is created in those energies of that place. And when we bring them up, these are stones that come up consciously. There's so much we see in the stone world that is just taken from the earth, and there's so much grief around all of that, you know. But these are things that come up consciously and are awake and such an intensity of alive energy for teaching for us. And they came up in two very big groups of citrines from all over the world.
Okay.
And it's the natural citrines. It's not the heat-treated citrines. We have heat-treated citrines that we see a lot out there that are actually heat-treated amethyst. And it's the basic crystalline structures that you see that are this, on blocks of base citrine.
Now, citrine has kind of a golden brown color, correct? And isn't that used for money and power and manifestation?
It is. And that's really kind of a different stone than the crystals that are coming up. They are much more into the gold energy, and we're really moving into that gold this year, that higher spirit level of the color of that clear golden. And these are, they're coming from the Congo. They're coming from, there's an amazing Brazilian in a couple of different colors that are being done. And Madagascar, they have come up in this huge quantity of amazing energies from Madagascar. And then there are also from Russia. And they're about manifestation more than we tend to think about. And they can deal with prosperity, you know, whatever it is that we need. But they're about aligning our mental clarity and our will to spirit and manifesting what we need in our lives to do our spiritual work. And sometimes that's, you know, money and things. We need all of those things to survive in the world. But they also really help us see what it is that we're asking to manifest and why, kind of what's behind it, and is that what we really need for our highest good?
So would you recommend perhaps buying one for each hand and then going into meditation and holding one in each hand or something like that?
I don't think you really need one in each hand. If you're right-handed, your incoming energy is with the left, your left hand. And each stone, they're like a family. You know, they all have their basic thing they bring, but each stone has its own gift that is a personal gift that it brings. And that's why you need to kind of go through them and see which stone draws you. It's going to have a personal lesson for you because it's choosing to work with you. And you can hold it in your hand, having them by you. How crystals work is raising our vibration to their vibration. And when we move out of our regular everyday vibration that keeps us attached to the things of what we have to do in our lives and just those basic things, when we move up to the next vibration of what that stone is, then it's a clear line of communication.
I see. Let's talk a little bit about quartz. When a lot of us walk into a New Age store, the most common one we see is the kind of pinkish-white, jagged rocks. What are those used for?
Pink and
white. The basic quartz crystals that you see there.
Oh, quartz. Boy, that's quartz. Quartz crystal is our biggest element of on the planet of that configuration, and it carries thousands of different things. One thing that the mistake I'm seeing people doing that kind of throws off balance is it's gotten into jewelry so much. And if you're not aware of energies or you don't feel energies, you don't consciously know what it is you're wearing or feel it, but it's doing it anyway, and it can really, quartz has a tendency to magnify and amplify. So they're great to work with other things and put them with other things, and they can really help us as a learning tool to amplify what it is we need to know. But if you wear them without knowing who or what they are, and you wear them all the time, it can amplify everything in your life, and then it becomes this huge cacophony of all of positive and negative and bombardment that can really throw the body out of alignment.
So we really need to be aware of the gemstones. They're quite powerful.
Huge. I have had people walk into my shop and that were wearing big chunks of gamberite as jewelry, and you could just see their energy field was just like whacked out, and they were not on the planet. It's like, take that off, you know, use it to work with it, but you can't carry it with you every minute. I have to do a lot of rescue with people with stones, because when you get into the vibration, it feels so good, and you don't want to get out of there, and you kind of need somebody to step in and say, wait a minute, put that away, you need to ground.
Absolutely. Speaking of your shop, why don't you tell us where it is and how people can contact you, because this is a national audience and you have so much great advice on all these different gemstones.
Okay. Well, I'm open at my shop on my land to appointment. And the best way to contact me there is I am known as the Beekeeper's Daughter, and my website is a capital B and then Keeper's Daughter at AOL.com.
Okay, great. So
that's
let's
the B, not
send
the B.
Everybody all over there.
And I will be at the Body Mind Spirit Expo in Portland on April 14th and 15th, and I will be doing a two-hour program on plant and stone.
Well, I'll be there for sure. That's where I met you, actually.
Yeah.
It's a great, fantastic gathering.
Oh, it is a great one. And mm-hmm. I'm doing a two-hour workshop, and they're free. And it's my way of giving back to everybody and my job of putting the information out there.
Thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about calcite. That falls into the mineral family, doesn't it?
Okay, calcite. You've asked the right question here. This summer, I went on a journey to the Amazon that was very much of a spirit journey of I hadn't expected to do anything like that, and it was just like within one day to the next, kaboom, kicked there. And I had the most amazing healing, and I went down to work with the medicine women down there, the Shipibo women, who are so amazing. It's the first time I have ever met a people who know their purpose and have lived it generation to generation to generation, connected to the earth. They weave the songs and the stories of the plant world into their weavings, and then these are used to cover people and for healing, and it's staggering. So when I came back from there, I was really quite mad for a couple of months. It opened me up so tremendously to seeing the light grid that connects everything on the planet and every one of us. And every night when I would go to sleep, I was being bombarded with dreams, teaching dreams. And I'm always have been a very much feminine, in the heart person, and I run totally by intuition. And what was happening was I was getting all of these lectures every night by male professors on quantum physics and how what I saw and felt with the stones, how it correlated into the scientific and the brain, which is really what we're being asked to bring back together here. So calcite was one of those dreams, and they showed me, lectured me all night long how calcite, how when we have a fear-based emotion and something happens in our life that is very strong and we can't handle, that the cells in the body wrap around that energy of fear, and that the brain releases a chemical that is like a lacquer that shellacks those cells so that nothing can be released as a protection for us. And that when we work with calcites, it showed me all the different color vibrations, the different colors of calcite. It showed how was shown the songs, the music of those stones, and how those would vibrate along the lines to help through sound. And they would show me the plant chickweed, which is a teacher to me, and she's a sapolin plant, which means she softens things, like soap. So that when we use a calcite, it goes in and we work with it, it softens that shellac that is around those memory cells and softens them. And here's the most important part that I was told. Once those are softened, they have to be felt. You have to go through the energy of the fear and the feeling that when they went in. Otherwise, the body draws back and shellacks it again.
So don't bury your feelings. Go ahead and release them then.
Absolutely. So once that is done, then the calcites go in and clean out those cellular structures and fill them with life force and chi so that then instead of being all of these restrictive pain cells in your body that lead to blockages and disease and because you cannot absorb any of the nutrients from your food, it makes them permeable to light and higher vibration, and you can then absorb all of your food and nutrients, and the body can heal.
Oh, that's fantastic. That leads me into a health-related question. Let's say a person had arthritis in their hands. What kind of stone would they like put in their hands to heal themselves?
Aquamarine, I'm going to say, and this is why. Although aquamarine normally works at the throat chakra and helps us, it's a cooling plant. Aquamarine works just like the plant I was speaking of, just the chickweed, who grows abundantly around us in the Northwest, by the way, and it is an amazing plant on every level. Aquamarine works by cooling all hot things.
I see.
And inflammatory. Anything that is inflammatory is a hot thing, whether that be, and it helps you get right back to the base of what that inflammation is about. And in most cases, it goes back to hanging on to eating anger. Anger, fear, anxiety. We're overwhelmed with anxiety disorders in our world right now. because of all the blockages of things that go in and we just kind of eat them for breakfast. And aquamarine really helps cool all of those things and brings that really soothing blue ray and helps us, and it helps with communicating our emotional in the correct manner instead of it coming out in fear or anxiety or tears or emotion. It brings that clearing blue ray.
Wonderful. Now, what if a person has very low energy and they're tired and lethargic? What type of quartz or mineral would they use, and how would they use it?
The top one in my knowledge, this is going to be a tougher one to find. They can find it through me because I have a huge amount that came to me from these wonderful women with a mine in Madagascar. And it came up 2 years ago, and it's a golden quartz, it's called a golden healer, and it is an amazing quartz from Madagascar. All of the things from Madagascar are ancient in nature. They're the mother stones. They're calming and soothing, and just tremendous, powerful earth energy. And they're covered with an iron coating that reacts with the other minerals and the quartz and brings this beautiful, beautiful golden coloring and crust on them. And they really help to raise chi. That is their job, and especially people who do a lot of work for others and have all of that energy going out. It charges and clears the batteries in a tremendous way.
It's also called Golden Healer Quartz?
Golden Healer. Now, that's very different than the Arkansas Golden Healer. This is the only, this coming up of them are one of the few in the world. Most of it used to be that the only, a few years ago, the only Golden Healers we saw were from Arkansas. But, and this is my prejudice here, but Arkansas Quartz is a very young quartz. And I have so many people really ring to it, but for myself, it's like being trapped in a room full of kindergartners because it zings all over the place. It is such young life force, and it's a very fast-formed and very young stone that it sparks all over the place and doesn't have, and being a Gemini, I really need things that will pull me to center, you know? So
they should find the Golden Healer Quartz from another
country?
It's
called the Golden Healer. And they're from Madagascar.
Oh, Madagascar. Okay.
Yeah, and they're very different than the Golden Healer from the Arkansas.
Ah, that's good to know. Now, tell me a little bit about, since Valentine's Day is coming up, what would be a stone or mineral for manifesting a mate or healing a relationship with a loved one?
Oh. There is, there are just so many amazing stones for that energy. And we have to work at the heart. And first of all, I think the most important thing, this is what just rammed in my head there, is that it's the most important thing we need to do is heal the heart before we can manifest the right mate. Otherwise, we run on old patterns. And the things for doing that, there are some amazingly wonderful quartz. I'm going to start on the most rare and go to the most common.
Okay.
I have a few of these left. These came up about 6 or maybe even 7 years ago now from Madagascar, and they're called Lemurian Heart Quartz, and they came from the Diego Suarez mine, and they're not coming up any longer, but I do have some of those left. They are the premier heart healer of any stone I have ever seen. Then we go to the things that are the soft and gentle ones for people who really need that soft are the rose quartz, and I recommend not the Madagascar rose quartz. It's at a much higher vibration than the Brazilian, and it's more present in our energy field right now, so the work is faster.
Okay.
And there is rhodochrosite, which heals the heart in a way of healing the self-esteem, so that we can love ourselves and attract someone who loves that in us,
Right.
There are the tourmalines, and on the physical level, this works. The biggest healer on the physical level and on the emotional level is watermelon tourmaline.
Really?
Yeah, because it is that pink, and it surrounds with the green, and they're both. So it has two of the strongest rays of the heart healing.
Mm, that's wonderful.
And,
yeah.
And then any of these, and then there are so many stones for manifestation. So I think you need to go about it in a way of first healing the heart and then manifesting what you want in your life.
I see. So that's the best way to work with the crystal.
The best way to work with crystal is to listen. You know, it's mm-hmm. not complicated. It's the easiest thing in our world. We get so disconnected from the earth in our world here in the West, because we walk on cement going to our cars, and then we walk into the offices and all of those things, and we never really have the attachment to the earth, and we get pulled off of that.
And the media
yes.
is constantly talking to us, but we're not listening.
Yeah. So we need to really make time in our lives to sit, just to sit in nature on any little patch of grass you can, because otherwise we're cut off from that, and we don't need the chi. We don't get the life force that the earth feeds us to be able to do what we need to do, and then we just rattle around in there.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. What if a person wants to contact their spirit guide? What would be a good gemstone to work with?
Oh, okay, barytes. Barytes are really, and they have come up in force this year from all over the world, too. All of the barite stones, from the very simple, the barite rose, but I'm talking, that's a desert rose, but mostly I'm talking about the quartz barites, because they're of a much higher frequency. There's some wonderful ones from Tibet. There are ones, well, they're coming up from the Congo. I came back with, from four different places in the world, barites. And barite is a stone that works with... It has the borite element, which is when you work with them, you're working with the element of plant and stone, and it activates the crown chakra and the third eye for inner vision, and it helps you align with your highest energies of guides.
Okay, so that's a very good one to meet your guides.
It is a great one to meet your guides. And they have just many, many forms, and they all work in different ways. But what it does, and it's also one of the ones that balances the brain chemistry, so that it on the physical, it really helps with brain disease, with antidepression. It's an antidepressant. It helps with anxiety disorders, all of the things that are brain dysfunction for imbalance, and when you get those balanced, then you're able to open up into a frequency that connects you with higher guides.
I see. Now, this is kind of a general question. Do the quartz and crystals have to be shaped kind of like a laser wand, or can they just be a rough rock? Does that matter?
Here's a story. The day after 9/11, a crystal came up, was found the day after 9/11, and there are no accidents in any of this.
No.
They're just guides for us. And before that time, I would have swore that a broken piece of crystal was a broken piece of crystal. There was no energy movement, and that was the case. But in picking a piece of this stone up, it shook everything in my being, because when you hold one piece, you work with every single piece of that was in that mountain. And it was the Ural Mountains in Russia, and it's one of the only few spaces left in our world where people still honor the miners have altars all over the mountain to the goddess of the Urals. And I was locked in a car in the desert with my partner for 5 days out in Tucson with these stones, and we had true hallucinations. We had the same hallucinations, the same dreams all night long, everything together, and the voices that were coming up from this stone would repeat over and over, "Many are the ancestral women we will join together, bone and stone." and they're a manifestation of the feminine. And they're the ones that really rocked it and started showing me all the lines that connect every single thing on the planet and every single one. And so it doesn't matter.
Any part of the rock.
Any part of the stone.
Will help you manifest.
The energy is there, yes.
Okay, that's good to know. just in the last few minutes here, I just want your take on some of the more obscure minerals, okay?
Okay.
Let's go through, just give me a minute on each. Opals, let's try that.
Opal is a dream stone, but not in the way that we normally think of as dream stone, as something to just activate you into dream or help you remember. It isn't necessarily a stone of remembering. Opal moves us into a place of the vibration of the dream world and the understanding that all of the worlds are dream world. It's a stone that has always been sacred to the indigenous people of Australia because it represents the dream time. It represents the reality of that we are not, that what we have here and what we think is solid on this earth is really the dream time.
I see. There's a beautiful dark red stone called a garnet. Tell me about that.
Oh, garnet. This leads me right into it, too. Garnet is, on the red, the garnet is an amazing stone of dedication. I think of garnet as the blackberry, which is in the plant world, which is the plant that we're all. I just had it tattooed on my arm for my own personal journey, and blackberry is that dedication to move through and over and under and around anything that stands in our way of moving towards sweetness.
Wonderful.
And garnet is that dedication, and I have just what I brought back this year too. Are the most important garnets I have ever found, and they're the androdite garnet, and they come in black and brown and green, and they are the most grounding and shielding energy that I've ever felt. They connect you through the earth star chakra and the soles of the feet directly to the center of the core of the earth, and shields come right down, but yet at the same time, it opens you up totally from heart.
Oh, wonderful. How about topaz?
Topaz. Well, the topaz that the topaz I've been working about with right now is not the regular topaz we work with. It is the blue topaz and the white topaz that comes from Russia, and they are the highest element of manifestation that I know of. So they have to be used very, very consciously in what is necessary and important in your life and not frivolous, because it's kind of a be careful what you wish for, you just might get it.
It's bringing out the big guns, huh?
Yeah, it's bringing out the big guns.
Well, let's wish for peace.
You have a tendency to think, okay, I'll use this stone and I'll just get what I want and it'll be peaceful and wonderful. But it doesn't work that way. It works through discomfort. I think of the earth. There's an old bumper sticker that I have in my shop stuck up above my chair that says, my job is to comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable. And I think of that as a voice of the earth, because that is her job. And nothing ever happens in comfort. And if we're real comfortable with something, we're not getting it. It has to be shaken up.
I see. Well, we're flat out of time, and I could talk to you for hours. But
okay.
Before you go, why don't you give out your contact information, too? You have a great little store in the north part of Oregon. And tell us how our audience can contact you.
Okay. They can contact me by email. I've not used electricity in 20 years until the last 2 years, so this is all very new to me, but I can answer those.
Okay.
They can contact me at Beekeeper's Daughter, and that is a bee, and then Keeper's Daughter, all one word, at AOL.com.
All right.
And then I will be at the Body, Mind, Spirit in Portland, April 14th and 15th.
Well, you are just a treasure chest of knowledge on this subject, and I really appreciate you. And I invite you to join the network and get your own show, too, because I would love to hear every week. There's just so much to learn on this subject.
Thank you, Mike. So much.
So I invite you to join us, and we'll talk to you another time. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Thank you so
Take
much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Roberta Macrell and a fascinating interview on gemstones. So now we're going to talk a little bit more about what I've been doing before my co-host joins us. So my name is Mike Schultz, and if you go to the main website, you'll see my show is called Odyssey, and I talk a lot about ancient mysteries. I give lectures all up and down the coast on the pyramids and Stonehenge and Easter Island and any sort of ancient document or lost map or treasure or anything that tells us about where we came from, our true history, the beliefs of the Gnostics and the ancient Egyptians, and all of that is what I talk about and discuss and put into my DVDs. So the first one was called The Sands of Time, released last year, and the second one was called The Temple of Stone, released right around Christmas of 2006, and they're available on my website. They're $15. I've tried to price them very reasonably so that anybody can get this information, and they're packed with photographs from all around the world. So please go to my site at fountainsofyouth.net, fountainsofyouth.net, and check out these fantastic DVDs. And I would love to come and lecture, too. I go all over the country and speak with my slideshow. So please invite me, and I'll try to come down and see you in person. I've added salt lamps to my website. I really believe in them. Speaking of, you know, crystals and minerals and stones, these are from the Himalaya Mountains north of China. They're very rare and unique. They have beautiful wood bases. And my first salt lamp, it casts kind of a golden glow. But the new one I have is called the Rainbow Salt Lamp. And that has six different colors. There's six different light bulbs, yellow, red, green, purple, orange, blue. And you can interchange the light bulbs in and out and cast a beautiful glow of the six rainbow colors all around your house and your room. And I really believe in putting salt lamps by your computers. I think they generate a lot of negative energy, and we really need the salt lamps to counteract that. And it's kind of like flooding your environment with the salt of like going to Hawaii for the day or Malibu or any great beach where the air is full of salt. It's that kind of a refreshing feeling. So check out my salt lamps at fountainsofyouth.net. You can see some beautiful pictures. So I really felt called to add those to my DVDs in the product section of my website. Next week I have a great guest. There's a wonderful film on the internet. It's free. It's called Loose Change. There's been millions and millions of downloads of this movie. And it talks about 9-1-1 and what really happened on that day. And, you know, the news media is very filtered sometimes, so we didn't quite get the true story. Just to give you one example, I personally met the last man out of the Twin Towers before they fell. He was the head supervising janitor of the building. He worked there for 20 years. His name was William Rodriguez, and he will flat out tell you there were bombs in that building. They heard all kinds of bombs explode in the basement down below, right before the plane was hitting and after the plane hit. So there's a whole other story that has not been told in the media. So go on your computer, go to Loose Change, check out that movie. It's free. You can download it and watch it, but I hope that you contribute and buy the movie to them. And one of the producers will be on my show next week. So during this next 7 days, you know, please watch Loose Change, and then I'll have Jason Burmes on my show next Thursday, and we'll really get into all the different aspects of 9-1-1 and what happened that day, that fateful day. So anyway, I've been, you know, like I said, really working on my third DVD. It's the same ancient mystery material. And so that'll be out probably this summer. And I believe my co-host, Candia, is on the line. Are you there?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. We were talking about gemstones today and
oh,
minerals
really?
And quartz. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, that makes so much difference.
Yeah, do you use them in your environment or when you meditate?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I probably shouldn't say this over the air, but I don't do what most people do in terms of traditional meditation.
Right.
I think I'm in and out of meditation all the time. I learned long ago just to, when I didn't have time and then I'd feel guilty,
sure.
that I would take minutes just to look outside the window and go out. And since I live kind of in the outer worlds anyway, to me, I totally believe in it. It's just I don't sit and take an hour to meditate. But But I do believe in crystals. That is so cool that you were talking about crystals today. You know what I did, an exercise I did yesterday, is, and I think everybody can do this. This is so cool. I wasn't even planning on going here, but how cool is this? Is that what happens with so many people in today's world, and I see it a lot with teenagers and younger kids because of all the electronics that they use, and they don't get enough outside time anymore. They're, you know, on what I call brain drains, or, you know, the video games. And
iPods.
That stuff all the time, and they text. Nobody, have you noticed, nobody communicates anymore. Kids communicate great if they're typing, but they don't get together and communicate. It's amazing. Anyway, that's aside.
No, that's true.
Anyway, because of this, I see that so many people today are not grounded. They're literal, their body, their emotional, their physical, their mental circuitry does not stay grounded to the planet, and that's the reality. We're a human body. We need to stay grounded to the planet. So actually, one of the visualizations that I used it on myself yesterday, because I can get kicked out too, because I get so far out that it's like, okay, I have to get regrounded to the planet. And so a good exercise, which ties into your crystals, which is so fabulous, is to visualize yourself. And again, you can use this as a visualizing meditation. Sit quietly, do all your breathing techniques, etc., and then take your energy and create long roots down through your feet, and then visualize yourself going through all the layers of the planet, going straight down to the core. Now, how I visualize the core of the planet, now there's a topic for discussion.
Okay.
I'm sure that you have talked to different ones that believe that there are all these different civilizations down in the center of the planet.
That is hollow, yeah.
Yeah.
That's possible, right?
Well, I look at the core more as this crystal cave, this crystal core, so that when you go in there, it's brightly lit, again, from my view, and it's filled with all these incredible crystals, and that's what generates our power, power on the planet, power for our bodies, power for growth, power for healing, power for everything. And so you go and sit in the crystal core of the planet, however you see that. And then yesterday, again, I did this for myself, as I brought a piece of it back in my mind and then put it in my solar plexus, because our solar plexus is where we hold so much of our fear. And if you look at its pandemic across the United States of the obesity, okay, to me that's a huge fear factor, because people are stuffing their emotions with food. And so that's where we hold so much of our fear, our anger, our sorrow, the grief, all the things that have happened to us get held in the solar plexus chakra. So I brought the piece of the crystal back up in the solar plexus as I moved my way back in to, you know, back up to the top of the planet. And then when you come back on the surface, again, you keep your feet in essence where they have the long roots, so that when you visualize, you almost have roots like an old oak tree going into the planet. And I use this a lot with kids and with teenagers especially, just because, again, I feel that it's easy for them to become ungrounded. And not to mention that there are a lot of adults that forget that we need to have grounding rods. But how cool to talk about crystals today when that was what I did yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. So have you had any interesting encounters with your clients this week?
As always.
As always.
You know, as always. And like I've told you, I usually go in cycles, or the weeks go in cycles. However, this one has been what I would call a little longer. Now, we can look at all the outside extraneous reasons, and that it's anger. And where people hit the boiling point and they blow up at others for no reason, and they don't know why, and then the other person feels, jeeminy, where did that just come from? And it's been fascinating, because a woman I worked with yesterday, we ended up going right back into that again. I'm going, whew, I thought we kind of cleared that out after the holidays. Holidays, the Christmas season brings that up, but it's been this lingering issue for the past month. And then, of course, I always go, okay, am I angry? I always look at it back to myself, okay, because I'm always, everything that we encounter is always a mirror and reflection of ourselves. I'm going, I didn't think I was angry. But, you know, it's always a good thing to do to reassess where you sit in all of this.
So it all comes back to our emotions.
Right. Oh, yeah, everything goes back to our emotions. And so what I have also found in with the physical aspects of it is that we hold on to anger and or stresses and or grief in our body weight. You know, we will add on the protection. And when I see, and this client that I was working with that I'm speaking of right at the moment yesterday, she's quite overweight. And what happens is when she gets angry, she again goes back to food and starts stuffing. And so, again, that's I'm thinking, what a perfect meditation for her to do, or a visualization, however you want to put it, to bring up the crystal from the core to put into your solar plexus. But anger is one of those interesting issues, and I'm sure on all levels some of us have always, you know, all of us have experienced anger and frustration. So the key is, how do we deal with it? How do we shift things? Actually, before I go to that, answer that question, though, I have to bring up a client, another client, because it was such a fascinating story. Now, how I see it, of course, is so different. But when I was doing this reading for her, and she was saying, I've always had this middle around me, this tire, what do I do about my weight? And so we looked at it from all levels. And when we got into the emotional aspects of the anger and her weight issues, I could see undigested wooden blocks, the ABC blocks of children. I don't even know if they still make them anymore.
I remember those, sure. Yeah.
But they're the wooden blocks, and you turn them, and they were carved. They probably don't make them like this anymore, because it's probably all plastic now. Shows you how old I am. But the letters were carved, and this is how I saw them. They were carved in the side of the blocks, and they were the ABCs. But they were in her stomach, but they were undigested. And what it came up to be were all the undigested words of her mother growing up.
Wow.
That had, in essence, stayed with her, that hurt her feelings, that harmed her in some way, and she just let them sit there. And so she ended up building up this protection around her of this inner tube of weight. So we went in, of course, energetically, and looked at these blocks and then removed them. And it was amazing to watch, because this is one of those people that I actually got to have in front of me. So much of my work is done over the telephone, so I don't meet everyone in person. But this happened to be a client who was sitting next to me, and I watched her physique as we worked through this, where her shoulders started to go back because she'd been sitting somewhat forward, and she began to sit taller in the chair as we removed these old blocks in her stomach. And at the end of the session, she stood up, she said, I feel slimmer, I feel better. Now, the good thing, though, of all of this is the fact that she was strong enough within herself to not digest them. She took them on, but she didn't digest them and literally have them become a part of her body, in essence, going down into the organs or into the cells of the body, which could then have created some kind of disease, because in the big picture, she still would have been responsible because she allowed it to happen. However, what she did is she just created this inner tube of separation, which was really great. So she then had the opportunity to move forward, drop her weight, and process the old hurts and angers.
Well, that explains why a lot of diets don't work, because
absolutely,
they're not addressing the emotional issues.
No, I totally agree. I've worked with a lot of people with weight. Now, the key, though, is I can do a lot, but it goes back to the person. They have to be willing to really address the issues that are underlying it. Why do we stuff? Why are certain foods, those comfort foods, why do we need those? And it's because they break down into sugars, and the sugars, you know, rev you up and make you feel better. They're just not necessarily good for your body. In fact, get this one. This is kind of a segue. But I was just reading about the good old white potato as an example. It shouldn't even be categorized as a vegetable. It's really actually a starch. And what it does is it grabs molecules within the body and then creates more fat and sugar. It breaks down into complete sugar. And again, these scientists were right and said it shouldn't even be considered a vegetable.
So there's no nutrition in the potato.
There's no nutrition, and it actually leaches vitamins, minerals, and fiber out of your system.
And what's the number one thing people order at fast food restaurants?
French fries.
French fries.
Amazing. It's amazing. But that, to me, is all connected to the grief and the angers. And again, that's where, you know, it's all been, that's where it's been with my clients over the last several weeks. I mean, it's just been kind of this perpetual thing. And again, I kind of look at it as the lingering of, at the holidays, having to pay for the holiday bills. We're now moving into taxes. I mean, you've got the extraneous stuff. But then, of course, it takes it down to the home environment and where things are. So it's been really interesting. It always is. It always is. And I sit back and I learn, and I'm in awe of what people create for themselves, are lessons that we put on our plates for us to work through. I mean, we are amazing creatures to create these phenomenal scripts and dramas for ourselves, because that's what we do.
Absolutely.
And that's to me, the other piece of that is to really be willing to take responsibility for where you are in all of this.
One thing I wanted to ask you, we just have a few minutes left, is how do you discern the inner voice of guidance between that chatter in your head?
You know, that is a really good question. How I do it is I tell my clients, I tell all my students this, is literally take your hands as if you were holding a melon or a basketball in front of you, okay? And then, in essence, kind of put them underneath your jaw and visualize yourself. I know this is going to sound goofy, but picking your head up and sticking it onto the table next to you. And sometimes you have to put it on the table across the room. And then drop your energy down into your heart and feel it, so you're thinking from your heart energy. And then open it up as if it were a fan, and then close it kind of just as if you were, you know, expanding a fan. And then ask yourself questions that you know to be true. I love, you know, hot weather. Whoosh. There my fan goes. I love my children. Whoosh, my fan goes. I love Brussels sprouts. I can't stand Brussels sprouts. Sorry. They probably are great little vegetables. But my heart instantly gets tight because it's a lie. I love Brussels sprouts. It's not true. And so that's how you start testing it. And then you just keep going forward, and so that you're listening with your heart. And so you take the chatter from your head out of the picture and come into your heart energy. And that's how you can start to begin to open up your own intuition, so that you can trust those feelings that you get. Because really it's from our heart, even more so than from our gut. Because our gut is, again, kind of the seat of fear.
And you were talking about doing little quiet moments all throughout your day, too.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely, I do that. I start my day with that. You know, it's not what I would call a true meditation. Sometimes there, yesterday it was. You know, it took me probably 7 minutes when I went down to the core of the planet and brought the crystal back up. But I do it through the course of the day and just will focus on the sky or the trees, flowers, because people don't have that extra hour, and then because of it, they put it off completely. So instead of saying, well, I should be doing this, don't worry about it, and take it in snippets during half the day, and then you're rejuvenized all day long because you're taking those 5 minutes. Even when, you know, you go into the restroom, you can go in and take your time just to wash your hands and do it with thought and conviction, and you can meditate at that if you're in a busy office or something. It's those kinds of moments that you can create during the course of the day to change your life.
That's a good idea. Now, the big Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo is coming up in Portland. Why don't you talk a little bit about those and tell me if you're going
to
be there.
Oh, you're awesome. Well, actually, yes. I am on my way to San Diego, not this week, next week, for the Body, Mind, and Spirit show. And then the Portland show and Seattle show are both in April. And the one in the middle of the month is in Portland, at the end of the month is in Seattle.
Okay.
And it's at the Portland Convention Center, and it's always worthwhile. It's one of the largest expos. Portland is, ironically. Think L.A. would be bigger, or San Diego. No, Portland is. Portland has such a great, eclectic group of people that come in from all over, from Northern California to Idaho to sometimes the Canadians, and then the Seattle area, and then, of course, we pull sometimes from back east, and Portland ends up with about 140 vendors. And then, of course, free lectures. It's a great show.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to wind up now. I just want to remind everybody that how can they get in touch with you through your website and your phone readings?
Oh, you're so great. Mike, my website is really easy. It's just my name. So you can go into www.candiasanders.com, or please give me a call at 360-608-9555.
And remember, we're on twice. We're on 9 in the morning and 9 at night, right?
Absolutely. It's so exciting. We love it. We love it.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Odyssey, and we'll see you next week. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.